Welcome to MN90, Minnesota History in 90 Seconds.
What happened was that that night, a woman claimed that she was raped.
In 1975, William Maupin's was interviewed about the 1920 Duluth lynchings.
They estimate as many as 9,000 people actually witnessed the lynching.
The shadow of three African-American circus workers, hanged by a white mob, hung over Maupin's childhood. He was born black in the same city where the lynchings had occurred only a couple years before. In the 1930s, Duluth's African-American population hovered around 400. Maupin's remembered a community whose activities centered around the church and whose employment prospects were limited. When Maupin's became director of the Duluth branch of the NAACP in 1958, he made his focus fair education, housing, and employment opportunities for African Americans. In 1965, Maupin's championed the case of Matt Carter, whose white neighbors didn't want a black family living near them. When William Maupin's died in 1992, 72 years after the lynchings, he was recognized as one of the great pioneers and legends in Duluth civil rights history.
MN90 is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund, online at mn90.org.